This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The bolder headlines will be reserved for the January unemployment report due in about 39 minutes. But there will be some useful fine print when the Federal Reserve today releases what it calls its G19 consumer credit report. This obscure calculation will tell us a couple of things, including how much credit is being extended to consumers and how much debt we are collectively carrying. During and after the recession, people started paying down their debt, but now levels may be creeping back up. Marketplace's Noel King explored when debt becomes a destructive burden.
The report details what and how we're borrowing and spending. Manisha Thakur, CEO of Money Zen Wealth Management, compares it to a trip to the doctor.
It is a blood workup, if you will, on the state of the nation's collective credit health. It's a whole array of different data points on well-being are being assessed.
These days, it shows debt levels are rising. So how much debt is too much?
Once your debt load gets above a third of your take-home pay, you start to get in pretty shaky water.
Nicholas Abrams, a certified financial planner with AJW Financial Partners, agrees.
When you start getting over 30%, you're getting where the majority of your income is going towards paying debt, which means you don't have money for discretionary items, food, clothing.
Both advisors warn that lenders don't draw that distinction. They'll lend right up until they perceive you as a risk, at which point you may already be deep in debt. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.